Welcome to Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. I am your host, Shayna Black, and in each episode, my special guest and I will talk about local events, the topic of access in Cleveland, and sometimes we'll just talk about some cool people who are doing cool things in the greater Cleveland area. I'll introduce you to this week's guest right after this. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shayna Black, and today my guest is, I'm just super excited that they're on this show, a super good friend of mine, love the products, Clark Pope of Pope's Cocktails. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Shayna. I'm so glad we could figure out in our schedules to do this. I think we've had it down for what, like since 17 June years?
Yeah. Pre-pandemic, we've been trying to do it. So this will be a fun episode. Many folks got to watch us partake in your Pope's cocktail pouches. And we were at the Academy for the launch.
Yeah.
Our friend from Daybreak Yoga, Dawn Rivers, was there. Kelsey was there from Vision Nonprofit. And they love your pouches, as you can see. We did the unboxing right here in this space where we are today. And so now I get to talk to the man. I'm super excited. I feel like we've not done this.
No, like, we've not had like a real grown-up professional discussion.
Professional today, yeah.
It's hard to believe it's been 138 days since launch, and it's been such a blur. It feels like forever ago. So it's exciting. You were there in the beginning. There was Shayna.
Oh, thanks. So for folks that aren't familiar with Pope's Cocktails, but they know the name Pope's, where else may they have heard the name Pope's from?
So 2000 started Pope's Catering.
I like how you're taking the lid off of the drinks.
I'm going to start opening the drinks while we have this conversation. So 2000, started doing some catering for some friends, bridal showers and fun and games while I was teaching and having a good time. This is the Pope's Blueberry Lemonade Cocktail.
We're doing
Shayna.
A tasting. This needs to be on video, but okay, you guys can imagine.
You can imagine the glories of cocktailing. And so I was teaching high school and doing catering for fun and making sauces, barbecue sauces, hot sauces, tomato sauces. And a friend of mine asked me to do that for his CSA. So we started doing that, and that was a good time. Things change over time. Opportunities started selling into the Market District stores and some Whole Foods with the sauces, and education changed. And so I started doing this full time about 7 years ago. So for our friends out there in podcast land in Northeastern Ohio, particularly, you've probably seen the Pope's hot sauce, barbecue sauce, the Bloody Marys of happiness,
yes,
all the fun cocktail syrups. And that's kind of how we got in our progression. We started, you know, in the home, and it was sauce based, and someone challenged me to make a Bloody Mary, and we're like, game on, Bloody Marys. So we made Bloody Marys and did really well, a lot of restaurant use. And from there, kind of moved into how else can I make a cocktail taste better and be easier to do without trying to recreate the wheel. And, you know, that's really, I think, Shayna, where it comes down to is I am a company of convenience and consistency. And one of my pride points is anybody that picks up a bottle of hot sauce or Bloody Mary, a cocktail syrup, or the new cocktail pouches, not only can you read and pronounce all the ingredients, you probably have most of these in your local store, if not in your house.
Yeah, I remember the shirts that said it's how you'd make it if you had time. Was that
that's
the slogan,
it.
Right?
That is the slogan. I take for real for that is there's not a lot of mystery in cooking. But there's a lot of patience. There's a lot of deliberateness that comes into a kitchen professionally or into a professional bar setting where things are measured so that you have that consistency, right? We always want to have the same flavors each time. And it's a little different for me because I use all natural ingredients. Mm-hmm. So sometimes those peppers are hotter in August than they are in May. So there is going to be always some flex, but your flex needs to be at like 1%, not at like 35.
Got it. So for those of you that have been following Black Girl, like the more you're talking, the more I am excited because not only is the Pope's brand a friend of Black Girl, but when I tell the story of how Black Girl started, I was working for Pope's that day. So many of you have heard, like, I was making fruit cups. What I don't say was I was making fruit cups for Clark Pope. So for us to be able to sit here, both out of education and on this journey, and even for me, like, Clark can be an entrepreneur. I can be an entrepreneur. Yeah. So this is your fault right now.
I've been blamed for worse. I remember my first Black Girl event, and you know, it was my first event was up at the CLE Urban Winery on Lee Road with our friend Dawn.
Yes.
And remember coming in and having this conversation with you. I'm like, okay, so I'm not so much white as I am like pasty white. Like there's bread that's darker than I am, right? And you know, I'm a male. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want to support my friend Shayna, but like, should I be here? And that was when we had that really great discussion that, you know, you are black, I don't have to be.
Yep.
You are female, I don't have to be. What Black Girl does so beautifully well is expose everyone to the city and invite everyone to come to the table. And honestly, one of my favorite parts of my week is opening up on my Mondays and I get all of the wall murals. And I know I've had fun calling you. I'm like, hey, have you seen this mural yet? And having these great discussions on beautiful art. And I think that's one of the things that we both do from different sides is set the table.
Yep.
Make the table longer. You know, I try very hard to have very high quality products that are convenient and accessible and flavorful for as many people as possible. And, you know, include people at the table. And that makes us a stronger community overall.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes to all of that. And, you know, I love you. And today I'm looking at these three beautiful pouches, which are your newest product and brand. How did you do this? Like, how did we get started with this?
So everything happens in response to everything else, right?
Right.
You know, and everything in life, and I think this is, you've shown a great mantra of this. If you check out all the great things that Black Girl does that Shayna has done over the years, you head down one path and you hit that wall and you either push through it or you step around it. And there are always other people helping you make that move. So unfortunately, as many people recall, in March of 2020, the governor made a very, in my opinion, respectful decision to shut down hospitality services, because we didn't understand what was happening with the pandemic. And, you know, my wife and I, and we're all sitting at home. When that happened, I was on pace for a record-breaking year. My January and February as Pope's Kitchen, Bloody Marys, and cocktail syrups, best 2 months I'd ever had. And it was devastating. 85% of my business was restaurants. And you think to yourself, well, that's not a bad plan. Restaurants are always going to be there. People are always going to be in restaurants. Yeah, well, so that shut down and that was devastating. And I was talking with my friends, Matt Maroon and others from the United States Bartenders Guild on how are we responding. And the governor decided that we were going to be able to do cocktails to go from restaurants. Mm-hmm. And they wanted the restaurants to have a formulation trying to keep things safe. It was going to be a 2 ounce cocktail and you could get two of those every time you ordered food. So a lot of my friends in their bars started making cocktails, but nobody was prepared for to-go containers. And if you remember, Shayna, they were masking taping over the straw hole.
Yeah, yes.
You know, it's what do we need to have happen, right? And so...
And things that look like freezer bags.
Freezer bags, Ziploc, like all the things that could happen. And Shayna and I went to school with Chris Butler. Mm-hmm. Red Raiders all the way.
Of the and Academy.
Academy Shout Tavern out. On Larchmere. Go check it out. Best hamburger in the city.
Agreed.
And Academy Burger specifically. So I went to talk with Chris and his wife, Jess, that run the place. And I said, hey, can I help you guys out? I have these syrups that they've been using to make cocktails. And so I went there and took like a 30-gallon pot and made fresh lemonade and then added their liquor and my syrup. And that's how we got the blueberry lemonade. And we were just literally ordering pouches off of Amazon. Wow. And people loved them. We were a little black and white label. We were having a lot of fun. And then realized that, hey, I can probably make this work in a retail environment. And so that started a race. And I'm very proud to say it took 11 months during a pandemic, because this requires both federal licensing, state licensing, and ended up with a distillery in Iowa, great people. And so we now have a whiskey smash, which is a traditional whiskey cocktail, which is whiskey, lemon juice, cane sugar, and mint. The classic mojito, which is a rum cocktail with lime juice, mint, and cane sugar. And the blueberry lemonade, which is a vodka cocktail with blueberry lemonades and cane sugar. All of them built off of my original recipes of my syrups. and they're all made for me now in Iowa. Great team out there, really hustling to make it happen. So really exciting.
Yes. So let's go back to the academy, because that's where I first had the pouch. And I will say, you know, during pandemic times and when we weren't supposed to go out, that was a reason for me to go out and to the academy, was because they had the pouches, as I call them, the pouches, the original pouch. Did those, I don't remember though. Those had the same screw top lid and resealable.
Yep. And that's really where the difference comes in here. There were a lot of places that were doing variations on what is a standard Ziploc enclosure. And for me, I wanted this to be something that when someone was doing to go, or if an Uber driver was doing delivery, you were very comfortable. If for something happened and a police officer pulled you over, your bag of alcohol was sealed, and you could prove that it was sealed. If someone was doing a delivery, you knew that they were not only not drinking your product, but they weren't putting anything in your product.
Right.
And so we've always had the caps. They have the same kind of neck that a traditional milk jug does. Mm-hmm. So when you snap it open, it breaks
on the sides.
And so you can always tell whether or not this pouch has been opened. And also by being resealable, I love a good cocktail. I just don't drink a lot at one time. And so I can enjoy a couple of ounces, throw it back in the refrigerator, enjoy a couple of ounces, keep it in my cooler. One of my favorite pastimes is to sit on my hammock and just read and relax. And this lets me sit on the hammock, enjoy a couple of sips, throw it down on the grass. It's not going to get knocked over. It's not going to spill. You know, it's very convenient. So that's kind of where we went with that, is how to make this easy and safe.
Yeah. And I think for me, I took them to cookouts. And I know we had this conversation, like, this is a great barbecue, backyard, holiday thing, put in the cooler and to bring for others or what have you. So if somebody was like, bring drinks to this thing, or that's what I was bringing. They're lighter. They weren't like a case of, like, it was just easy to go with. And I know I would just give a bunch of people those, like, hey, take these, try them. And I do like them. I like the dairy stealable. Yeah. You know, you've grown since the black and white label.
Yep.
But they were summer to me. So, like, the blueberry lemonade we had, I think, was that June?
That was
the
launch June event. Yeah.
Mojito, I think, about in May, June. Like, I always think Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
So, early summer. You know, we have the whiskey smash, which I like all year. But, you know, sometimes we think about the pouches. We think about summer.
Oh, yeah. And it was a summer launch, and it's very outdoors-oriented, right? And a lot of my thought process was, okay, so we're coming out of the pandemic. I think people are going to want to get together, but they're going to get together with their friends more in their homes than necessarily going out. And you don't want to always spend a lot of time mixing drinks. There's a lot of seltzers out there, but there's also people that just don't like things that bubble. And so this was going to be that other option, and keeping it flavorful and clean. So the government said that I had to go into a 375-ounce bag. I was shooting for an 8-ounce cocktail. So this is 12.7 ounces, and it is actually two cocktails per unit. So you're going to get this at the grocery store anywhere right now from $6 to $7 a unit. It's two cocktails, share it with a friend, or just drink it yourself. It's okay. I don't judge you. And have fun with it. But, you know, it's interesting. You get all the different rulings of what the government wants. I'm excited that these have come out to really great response. The whiskey smash is probably my personal favorite. It is light. It's very refreshing. And a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not certain if I want the whiskey, because they're thinking that rich, beautiful bourbon.
Heavy feel, yeah.
That heavier, that's got those notes of caramel and all the soft spices, the things that you get when you age it. This is an unaged whiskey. So it's a young, fresh whiskey, and it does very well with mint and lemon.
Nice.
And as we get here, well, not yet, because it's Cleveland, but sometime it'll start to cool down and become a nice crisp, you know, 60 degrees.
Probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow for 10 minutes and,
yeah,
you know, yay, Cleveland. So this past weekend, I actually took a small pot and put it in my fireplace outside and did a little simmering pot of the whiskey smash. And it was an absolute delightful little hot toddy action.
Nice.
Yeah. So
like, I can take this whiskey smash, put it in our classy styrofoam cups we have right here on the table.
Oh, yeah.
And warm it up.
You warm, absolutely warm it up. It's very tasty warm. It's very similar to hot toddy because, again, you've got the sweetness from the cane sugar, you've got the acid from the lemon juice, and you've got that soft mint flavor and just a classic whiskey. And so it's lovely from that wound. I have found you do not want to put the bag in the microwave. However, you can put the bag into a pot of hot water.
Oh.
And then when you're sitting out in the evening, you know, come over to my house, watch a movie on the big screen outside, your hands are cold, right? You've got a nice little warm pouchy pouch and a warm cocktail to sip on. So, that's, you know, as strange as that might sound, you'll probably come over this fall to a crock pot full of pouches.
Let me know when I'm on my way. So that's awesome. Yeah. Like, I didn't think of that. And, you know, when I got the picture of, I'll tell you why I'm looking at the lid in a minute. I got the picture of kind of like how you used to heat up like baby bottles. You just sit them in the water and like simmer them. Like, it's absolutely the same kind of thing with the pouches. I think what I was looking at when I took the lid off just a second ago was like, could I fit a crazy straw in here?
Oh, yeah.
So you talked about like me warming my hands up, holding it. Like, can I just put me like a cool crazy straw and sit outside with my blanket and fire pit and roast some marshmallows?
Absolutely. And marshmallows roastings are so much fun. You know, you can spend a fortune on all of the little cheesy things that you get branded. You know, all the catalogs I'm certain you get, of all the promotional items. The one that I haven't been able to justify, but I really want, is like they got the glasses. Like the straw comes up and it loops around the glasses and goes into your drink.
Can you just get us two pair?
That'd be absolutely hilarious.
Just for me and you. Like,
just
I will
slide
sit
in my little pouchy pouch and
I will sit there with those. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, there's the things for that. And it's fun. Really deliberately did on the design for these to, I mean, there's no way around it. This is reflective of the juice boxes, the juice bags that we had when we were younger, right? The little kids today are growing up with their little applesauce squeezy bags, so they're comfortable with this. And actually, pouches, Shana, all over the world.
Wow.
Canada does milk in bags and has forever.
Yeah, I've seen somebody do water in boxes.
Water in boxes is a thing.
Just product development isn't what we think about all the time here.
Yeah, and it's so strange. If you have the opportunity to travel down to the Caribbean, to Latin America, South America, you're going to find so much done in bags. You go throughout the Philippines. There are major liquor companies that are doing their full liquor in bags like this.
Wow.
And it's a safety concern. A lot of things were happening where people were diluting liquor bottles. But you can't reseal this.
Once it's sealed.
Right? Once it's sealed, and it pops. And with a little heat and creativity, you can unseal and reseal a liquor bottle.
Yeah, and I think also it's probably a little more eco-friendly. Like, I would rather have those in the garbage bag than taking out the big jug of bottles.
Yeah.
You know, like the recycle can that's clinking.
Yeah.
This avoids that.
And it is. I mean, there are a lot of companies out there that are developing new ways to recycle. We do use some recycled plastic in our construction. The bags themselves are recyclable. And so it's really nice for that. But one of the ways that we actually impact greatly the environment is the use of fossil fuels for movement. And a lot of people don't always consider that. But when you're in a metal can, you're in a glass bottle, your weight is exponential. And so it ships. And that's a lot of wear and tear on our roads and on our air and on the gas and things we use. So we have a different impact. I'm not going to say that we are pure, but we have a different and a lesser impact. I have begun discussions with two companies on getting a biodegradable bag, which would be awesome. Unfortunately, right now, the alcohol reacts and they biodegrade in about 90 days. And while it would be really cool to just,
you know, disintegrating on the shelf.
No, it'd be like watching, you know, Carrie and just like
melting
across the grocery store shelf. I don't think that would go so well. So we are aware of that as an issue and we are working on it. But it is an interesting response to things. So it's an exciting time. Been working for 6.5 months on a new flavor, Shana.
Well, let's talk about that in a second.
Okay.
Let's go through the three flavors we got. So I'm reading the back of the bag for the blueberry lemonade, and it says it's perfect for like a boozy brunch.
Yes.
Now, true, that might just be words, but can these be matched per meal? Like, is one better after dinner, like for your nice relaxation? Is one more of like, let's get the party started? What do you think of these?
So, marketing is everything, right? And you try to write your romance story on your package to be most appealing, but also to invoke some ideas. The packages are designed to be very clear, very appealing. They're black and white with a splash of color for the fruit. So it's appealing, but clearly it is a cocktail. It says cocktail in three or four different places. And I want to make sure that we're not ever being looked at as something that we're appealing to people that should not be drinking. So this is a 21 and over activity.
The alcohol is actually in
alcohol the pouch. Alcohol is in the pouch. It's the equivalent of 3 ounces of 80 proof in each bag. Okay. So it is two cocktails. And honestly, the target on this is going to be your upper 20s is where we're really starting because of the quality, right? This is not a cheap cocktail.
It's not your frat house.
Right. This is a piece of quality. So the blueberry lemonades very much are get the party started. Vodka is very friendly. It's very easy. People enjoy it. A lemonade is very easy. That's your mid-afternoon, 11 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock
such
somewhere.
As now.
And so you're having some fun with that. And then you get to the more traditional cocktails, the whiskey smash. And a smash in the cocktail world is anything that is a fruit and mint, right? So you can have vodka smashes, you can have a whiskey smash, you can have a blueberry smash, a lemon smash, whatever it is. There's a much older category of cocktail. So in this case, it's a whiskey. For me, it does very well post-meal around the campfire. Mm-hmm. At the end of a day, because it's just really soft and very relaxing. And I like to that with quite frankly, my meats, hanging out with the people, maybe play a little poker, relax, the barbecue. Mojitos are probably, as a category, my most favorite cocktail. I love rum.
Okay.
And a mojito is just so refreshing and light. And unfortunately, in Cleveland, you don't get a lot of mojitos because it's a much more of a southern, influence with the lime. And this is fresh lime juice, fresh mint, and cane sugar. So it's very light. It's very, very refreshing. And if I was going to pair this with food, it would be with more of the seafoods. It would be more of the spicier foods because that mint will clean the palate. It opens up. It's very bright and refreshing. If you're going to do some cooking and you're going to do like some grilled shrimp, maybe a light pasta, the mojito pairs very nicely with that. It also goes well with looking at your child's report card, other things that need to be an accompaniment.
Lightened up. Yes. Yeah. Awesome.
But yeah, writing this was very interesting because it says here in the mojito, it's perfect for a patio party, a night at the races, or the backyard cigar. And I've had people go, but what if I don't smoke, Clark? I'm like, well, then don't have the cigar.
Right. Still have the mojito. Instead of backyard cigar.
And that kind of is reflective there in that Ernest Hemingway Cuban cigar, rum. There's some literary allusions there for our English teachers in the audience that go to that type of a thing.
Awesome. You should probably put that in a glass if we're having the cigar.
Like yes.
The pouch might change the vibe a little bit.
So I will not tell you how old Shayna is because I don't want her to smack me. I, on the other hand, am going to be 48, and I may or may not have known Shayna for a while. But it's very interesting, Shayna, when I designed these, the whole point was to go from the restaurant, right?
Right.
And so you're going to take it home and pour it in a glass with ice.
Your favorite glass.
Right, your favorite glass with ice, because I'm old. That's what we do. And I did not grow up on fruit bags and boxes, specifically in my parents' household, which is not what we did. And so I'm a little bit out of that curve. And also by being 48, I'm a little north of when that was the thing. Like Lunchables are a little more your generation, right? That I'm a little older.
I saw Lunchables.
Yeah.
I had a younger brother, so we had Lunchables in the house.
Right.
But it's funny because I didn't think to pour them in a bag. I'm like, take the lid off. But I think because I have kids that eat applesauce that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so watching the kids like just kind of suck this applesauce out of the pouch, like, Why dirty a dish, right?
Yeah, but you can go to the Academy Tavern on Larchmere and see our friends, get a burger, and they usually have the pouches available. And I can walk onto that beautiful back patio and tell you how old you are.
Based on how you drink it.
Because right about 40, 38 to 40 is the break. Everybody under the age of 38 is sitting there with a smile on their face and a pouch in their hand.
Nice.
And when you offer them a glass, they look at you like, you stupid. And definitely over 40, it's a cup of ice. And I'll do that at the patio, and everyone just turns and looks at me. They're like, what's wrong with him? And I'm like, I'm old. I drink out of a glass.
So I have to try that now. Like, I'm going to go and people watch this whole thing because I am truly curious. And they offer me a glass, and I go, oh, I should probably be dignified and take the glass. And I pour it in. Well, it's all very reluctant when I make this move. Like, okay, I will pour some in here. And then I'll just take one home and lay on the couch or watch TV and drink it straight out the bag. So I think you're right, but I do like the flexibility of that.
Yeah, and the flexibility is important. And part of the design, so for my mother, the blueberry's a little sweet.
Okay.
So you pour that over ice, the ice starts to dilute that a little bit, and it's lovely.
So let's pause, because I know some folks that are all about the sweet. Mm-hmm. So, like, they want the sweetest of sweet wines or what have you, as opposed to the drier wine. So if you want the sweet, the blueberry lemonade is the way to go.
The blueberry lemonade is the sweetest. The whiskey is the least sweet. But there are cocktails that contain cane sugar. Right. So none of them is going to be in the dry category. And that's okay. I mean, you don't want that. And we do use cane sugar. So the body metabolizes all of the sweetnesses and sugars the same way. But different sugars dissolve and interact differently. And I have never been in a professional bar that used anything other than pure cane. Cane, by tradition, if not by actual chemistry, and I am not a chemist, does dissolve cleaner and better. And I've been making cocktail syrups professionally for a decade.
Okay.
And I can tell you, you can taste and feel the difference more on the texture of a beet sugar syrup to a cane sugar syrup.
Nice.
And so that's why we stuck with this. This is exactly, if you walked into a nice bar anywhere in the United States and you ordered a mojito, Shana, they're going to give you cane sugar, lime, mint, and a silver rum. And that is all that is in this bag. Awesome. Traditionally, if you go into a nice bar, they're going to actually take a cane sugar cube and mint leaves, and they're going to crush that in the bottom.
I've seen that.
Right? And then you're going to add in some ice, two chunks of lime, a little bit of your rum, give it a shaky shake. And that's all we've done, is taken away all of that mess and cleaned it up for you. So I will, when I'm fancy, I'm not certain if we can say fancy like Applebee's anymore, so we'll go, we fancy like Outback.
I've never said that.
Yeah.
But okay.
And if anybody wants to write themselves up a Pope's Cocktail jingle and put it out on the internets and make it hugely popular, it won't hurt my feelings.
Awesome.
But when I'm looking to be more presentable, I want to impress somebody, or, you know, just for fun, I actually will put out some nice glassware, cut up some limes, some mint. So you can garnish this and make it very visually appealing. But so that's the date night idea. That's date night. That's when we try to be fancy.
So date night, we go mojito with the garnish.
Yeah. Okay. When I invite the board over for the big company meetings, and I gotta like get them liquid real fast, we put all the garnishes out.
Okay. So you got three flavors here. Are you going to expand? Are these the three? Is that going to be it?
So it takes about $4,000 and about 9 months of research to get a flavor to work right. And it's really amazing. Like,
how do I sign up to do the research of all the flavors?
Who doesn't want that job, right? And at a certain point, you just pull the trigger, Shana. Like, you tasted a lot of this in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty certain you've tasted the one that we're working on, which is the flaming margarita.
I feel like I haven't.
Oh, we should fix that.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, you just have to say, this is good for me. It's my name on the bag, and I'm going to stand behind my decision, right? But what happens is you come up with an idea. So the next one is, we're calling the Flaming Margarita.
Flaming Margarita.
Flaming Margarita. This is based off of my competition cocktail that I do using the Cantegra Negra Reposado and my Orange Habanero cocktail syrup. Okay. So this was born from a competition that they hosted for the 50th anniversary of the burning of the Cuyahoga River. And I happened to win that competition. And so it is, the competition cocktail is 2 ounces of the Cantegra Negra Reposado tequila, which is one of the finest reposados I've had anywhere. They're based out of Dayton, lovely family. 2.5 ounces of pomegranate juice, 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice, and 1 ounce of the Pope's Orange Habanero cocktail syrup. You're going to put that in a shaker with some ice. You're going to give it a hard shake, strain it over fresh ice, garnish with some fresh lime and some pomegranate seeds. Wonderful cocktail. Very flavorful.
I need like a cookbook or your cards.
Yes. Yeah.
For this.
And, or just the and that cocktail is actually in the Pope's cocktail cookbook, which is exciting.
I forgot you had a cookbook.
Yep. And we'll have new copies of that ready for the holiday gift giving season. They're at the publishers now. But yeah, so we have this drink, right? We know the drink works. We know people like it. But now we need to make this drink so that it is able to be produced in bulk, where we're not handshaking and then pouring it into a pouch.
Right.
I've done that. It's a mess.
We don't want to do that.
Right? So we take apart the components. Like, okay, so we've got the sweetness of the syrup. That's going to be the cane sugar, right? You're going to have the orange juice from the syrup. Okay, so that's there. You're going to have the habanero oil. So that's there. And then we need the fresh lime juice. We need the pomegranate juice. And now we're going to get to tequila. And of course, tequila is only tequila if it's grown in the right part of Mexico, and it's a very small part. Mm-hmm. And tequila is one of the most expensive and fastest growing identifiers in the United States today. And so then your options become tequila. They become agave spirit. Mm-hmm. They become blue agave spirit, which is a very technical slice. So lots of different ways to do that. And then you package it all up together and you taste it. And you send it to our friends in the federal government. And the federal government comes back and says, Mr. Pope, this is not legally a margarita. So, Shana, would you like to guess how many legal cocktails there are in the United States?
I feel like there's only a handful based on what you just said.
There's roughly 18 cocktails. Somewhere in the late 60s, the government decided we are going to define cocktails so people know what they're getting, which is not a bad plan. And then that person retired or quit or something, and they never changed their list.
I feel like I don't know what I'm drinking now.
No, you don't. You really don't. So we have a blueberry lemonade, a whiskey smash, and a mojito. I'm legally allowed to call it Pope's Cocktails as the company and market it as a cocktail. Would you like to guess how many of those three are legally cocktails, Shana?
Maybe one.
One. Would you like to guess which one it is?
The blueberry lemonade.
Nope. Mojito? It is the mojito. In the United States of America, according to our federal government, a mojito is a rum, mint, lime, and cane sugar-based cocktail. The other two, I love this part, distilled spirit specialty other whiskey and distilled spirit specialty other vodka.
So I've been drinking a lot of others.
A lot of others.
Just in life.
Just in life. Mm. And basically all that means is
I'm down for the others.
When we submit it to the government says, okay, you're going to have this percent of whiskey, this percent of lemon juice, this percent of mint, this percent of cane. You're good. It works. It's safe. It's argumentatively healthy, right? We're good. But they're not going to define my formulation as the only whiskey smash in the country.
Okay.
Right? So everybody can do a whiskey smash. And everybody is technically doing a distilled other because the government realized you've got to be kidding me, right? How many times, like I said, a whiskey smash can be done with blueberries, can be done with blackberries, lots of ways. And so that's where the other comes in. A margarita, according to our friends in the federal government, is an agave-based spirit, which is tequila, agave, other, right? Is triple sac, which is an orange-flavored liqueur, with a lemon or lime juice. And I'm not using a triple sac.
Because you're using the habanero sauce.
Because I'm using the habanero and fresh orange juice.
Oh.
Right?
You go for being fresh.
Because orange juice should cover that orange flavor of the triple sac, right? I mean, the logic is there. And the government's like, you're not a margarita. And it took me a while to refile it as distilled spirit specialty other agave. And they're like, game on. You're good. You can be a margarita. But you're not a margarita.
So you can use the word margarita as the title more so.
As the title.
Not as what it is.
Yes. So that is why it's a flaming margarita. Flaming is the adjective that modifies the margarita. Mm. And then you notice in the bottom of the bags, they say made with.
Right.
And that's the part the government really cares about is made with rum, lime juice, mint, cane sugar. It is gluten-free and Circle U kosher, which I'm very excited about. But it's a complete trip. And don't know if I told you this, Shana, when you pick up something at the store and you want to know, are they using a distilled spirit Are they using malt? Are they using what's in my product? If it's a distilled spirit, a rum, a whiskey, etc., the ingredient list must be on the front of the package.
Good to know.
And they must declare every part of what is in it. If it is a malt, or the way some of the seltzers are made where the alcohol ferments within the can, they don't have to tell you what is in it.
Ew.
There's no legal obligation for them to declare their ingredient list.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's been a really interesting game. So I'm excited. So we're doing the final tastings and pricings. And so looking like May, there will be the Pope's Cocktails Flaming Margarita and Agave Spirit. In time for the 1 year. An agave spirit with pomegranate, lime, orange, and habanero.
Also known as Other.
Yep. Which is hilarious.
Yes, Other. So we talked about the ounces. Will that one be the same size? Are you going to play with the sizes? We got a new flavor. What's going on with sizes?
So it's been really interesting. I am a standard American, so bigger is better.
Absolutely.
Right? So the government said, as a non-traditional unit, that I cannot be in traditional 8-ounce can, 12-ounce can. I have to stick to the spirit-based milliliters. So my options are 100 milliliters, 200 milliliters, 375 milliliters, 1 liter, and 175. Mm. So this is a 375 milliliter bag, which is 12.7 ounces. It is two cocktails per bag at 10% alcohol by volume. It's a lovely pouch. I suspect by the time we get to May next year, you're going to find this in 200 or 300 stores here in Ohio, right about $7 a bag,
okay,
which I think is a very reasonable price.
Right. Two drinks.
Two drinks. And we are going to keep it sold by the individual bag. So when you come up, like you said, you're going to go to a barbecue, picnic, see with some friends, you're like, oh, well, we're going to grab two mojitos and a whiskey smash because I know so-and-so is going to be bringing a vodka drink.
Right.
Right. So we're not forcing you into buying four or five of one
like
kind.
A combo.
Right. And we are hopefully...
Knock on wood.
Gideon, I think that's fake wood, so that might be its own problem. But we are looking. We're going to be dropping these also into a 200 milliliter, which is about 6.6 ounces.
Okay.
So we can have a better shot at the concessions world.
Mm.
All right. So when you go up to a Blossom or to a sporting event, Nautica Stage, if we're at 200 milliliter ounces, they should be able to get this to you in that $10 to $12 range. It's one drink because a lot of concessionaires, they don't really want to be handing you two drinks because you're buying it and you have an ID. Who are you sharing that with?
Right.
Right. So it'll be a little bit smaller and it will be targeted for the restaurants and events. It may be available in the retails, but we're targeting it the other way. But I'm in conversations with my packer to do a variety pack.
Okay. That's cool.
Which is awesome. But it's so funny. People don't realize it costs me a lot more to do that.
Yeah.
Because I got to buy a new box and then pay them to hand pack it.
Yes.
But what we're looking at, the plan.
A new box. I gotcha.
Yay, cardboard. The plan is an 8-pack. So it'd be two mojito, yes, two whiskey, two blueberry, two flaming margaritas. So it would be 8 cocktails. And it should retail right in that $37 to $42 range. So $5, $6.
Exactly where that sits in my house.
Yeah.
I can picture it right now.
And that's the nice thing. So sitting in your house, Shannon, you can buy these at our friends right now, Dave's, Heinen's, Giant Eagle, Market Districts. You can go to our friends, Nature's Oasis, right up the street, Van Aken Shopping Center from where we live.
Just the Van Aken one, right?
Van Aken and Lakewood now.
Nice.
And then Legacy Villages Market, Giant Eagle.
All right.
I was like, la, 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 la.
You found it yourself.
And I found it. I'm like, hey, that's my name. That was very exciting.
Did you take a selfie?
No. I did take a picture, though. And then, like, the first retailer was our friends World of Wine and Liquor up in Menor. They do great jobs. And so you get these all there. You can throw them in your pantry, and they're going to be good for 8-9 months, plenty of time if you just want to stock up on them, or if you're going to have a party and you have to cancel. Right? And then what's really nice is I tend to keep these down in my basement where it's a little colder anyway. And then you just bring them up, throw them in the fridge.
I keep them in the office.
Right? You drink some, you seal it back up, you throw it back in the fridge, come back a little bit later. Because you're not really day drinking because we're professionals.
That's
we have things to do. But, you know, we're going to check on it.
I only drink when I'm working.
You know, we got to taste a little bit now, share.
Make sure it's good.
Yeah. So it works really well. It's been a lot of fun. Right now, we're at about 180 stores in Ohio. We're about 50 stores in Kentucky. In 140 days, we have moved 2,300 cases of 12.
Wow.
Really excited.
That is cool. So tell your friends in Kentucky or those folks down in Cincinnati to, I guess they cross the border a lot over there. I don't know what happens over there. But tell them to go grab this. Yep.
And you can, if you're looking for it, you can go to the Where to Find Us part on the popescocktails.com.
And we'll put that in the link so people can just click right on it.
That would be great. And it's fun because you can put in your address and it'll show you every store that has received a delivery in the last 60 days.
That's awesome.
So can't guarantee that they will have it, but they can guarantee that they have had it. And it's a lot of fun. We're having a good time with it. It's exciting. Love to see the pictures on the Instagrams. It is fun. I'm working real hard because we have Pope's Kitchen.
Right.
Right. It's been around for a decade. And a lot of people are like, oh, I'll tag Clark and I'll tag Pope's Kitchen, which I love and appreciate.
But you got to tag Pope's Cocktail.
Please tag Pope's Cocktails.
Follow Pope's Cocktails. Is there a hashtag here for this? I thought there was.
They're on the back. We've got all the little symbols.
Okay.
And it is just hashtag Pope's Cocktails. Hashtag Simply Popes.
Simply Popes. That's right.
Honestly, as I try to tell people, you want to talk technology? You want to go fire and knife? I got you. Technology is much more complex than what I do in the kitchen. I got people for that.
Yeah. Yeah. So hashtag Simply Popes. Check out the brand. We will probably do a tasting. We've got some tasting giveaways coming up. So we're going to bring people down here and like, let's just all taste together.
Yep.
And I'm super excited you came.
And we do that. Make sure you let me know when we do that because I've got like t-shirts. We actually have,
tell me when we do it. We'll do it when Clark Pope is available.
They're the cheesiest thing going. You know, because merch is fun, right? You can put your name on anything. So I had these little bags that say Pope's Cocktails and you open them up and inside are four skewers that are collapsible. So you can get like a 3-foot-long collapsible skewer and you can roast your hot dog and your marshmallows while you sippy sip on your whiskey smash.
So let me tell you, people have been asking me that have been to the house, where'd I get those? And I'm like, Pope's. And I show a little bag. And then they're like, you can see their face like, I want these. And I'm like, nope, I got them from Pope's. So yeah, like every barbecue I have at the house, like when it's time for s'mores or like now the fire pit's out.
Oh yeah.
I pull out the skewer. I'm like, wait, I have skewers for this.
Yeah.
And I go and I get them and that's what we use.
Yeah. I will not tell you how much time and emotional energy I put into picking that product out.
I saw you taking a lot of time with all your products. I like the koozie too.
Yeah. The koozie's nice. Well, what's funny, I was in Michigan this past weekend at an event and we're talking to some people and they're like, well, how do you feel about the company? I said, I love the company. I'm very proud of what I do. I stand behind what I do. And they're like, well, is there anything you would really change? I said, honestly, if I went back 8 or 9 years when I was getting going, I probably wouldn't have used my own name.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are East Side Ohioans, East Side Clevelanders, you may have known that my mother taught first grade for 40 years. And, you know, Northeast Ohio is a very small community.
We are a big, small town. Cleveland is a big, small town.
And on a regular basis, people will go to the store and the store will be sold out of the blueberry. And instead of telling the store manager,
they call your mom.
They call my mom.
That's dope.
And then my mom calls. And I love my mom. Miss Pope, you're a wonderful woman. You raised me well. But people keep calling my mama, Shayna.
That's bad.
I'm 48 years old.
And I'm sure that call from her to you is not as... Like, I know your mom.
Well, the call goes something like this. Margie was at the grocery store, and they were out of.
Right. Get on it today. Fix this.
Which store were they at? Was she at? Oh, at the grocery store. Yes, mama.
Right. And you hang up the phone, and now you have to go do the work because they can't go back.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's
Cause mom's
all the grocery stores. Yeah. But mom's been great, though, because mom has gone out to some grocery stores, and they're like, she's like, where's the Pope's Cocktails? And like, well, we don't have those. And my mom's like, well, why not? So she is promoted. She's very loving and supportive. But it is really funny when like your complaint department includes your mother and you're pushing 50.
First line of defense is mom. You know, I do that at stores. They'll be like, would you like a margarita or a Bloody Mary? And I'm like, is it Pope's? Then no. So like, yeah, I enjoy having fun with that. And the Sophie question came from when I see your products in the store, I'm like, oh my goodness, Pope's. And then like I try to take a selfie and they're just in my phone like, Popes, yay, my friend. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Support. Great for what I heard you say is let's transition this, make some whiskey smash toddies.
Yeah, hot toddy. It's time for that. So this is the ultimate for tailgating.
For tailgate.
Right? So if you're going to have an event at your house or you're going to go out to someone, you can actually, you know, it's one hand, you got a pouch and you're playing some cornhole, but you can set it down. You can cap it off. You can have some of it now, cap it, throw it back in the cooler,
go to the game. Yep.
You go to the thing, do the thing, and come back to your drink. It's not going flat. It's not getting spilled. It's not getting knocked over. So there's a lot of advantages to that.
I could see people, like I know some folks that like to take thermoses, we should say, trick-or-treating with their children. Not condoning it, but I could see that this could be.
I will neither confirm nor deny that one pouch fits comfortably in a 16 to 20 ounce tumbler, and you can just,
or at football game,
pop
especially
the cap through the top of your tumbler,
your Mighty Mites football game, or yeah, what have you.
Yeah. And what was really interesting though, and everyone out there, you know, drink responsibly.
Absolutely.
Don't leave your drink unattended. Respect your friends, be with your friends.
And
I was at a local college promoting my products. And for me, as an older person, it's like, it's resealable, Shana. So I'm not going to spill it. I'm not going to drop it. I can have some of it later. And it broke my heart a little bit. This 24-year-old young lady looks up at me and she's like, I can cap it off so nobody can put stuff in my drink.
Nice.
And like it crushed my soul. I mean, she's right. And
And you know it's safe when it comes to you.
Yeah, but it was a devastating reality that not everybody is as joyous and supportive of each other as you and I are, Shana. And so it is, but that is it's a safety attribute, right? I mean, there is there. We did a lot of festivals this summer. People out dancing, have a good time with it. Fits right in your back pocket, throw it in your bag, your purse. You know, it's fun. It's a good time. We have fun with it. Thank you for your time and energy, Shana. I appreciate you.
You're also good for your purse whenever you put snacks in your purse for any of those places you may go.
Exactly. Like if you're going to your in-laws' house.
I was thinking some other places, but yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. You know. I trust you'll edit this to make me sound a little bit more grown up. So we're going to have some fun. And
I don't sound grown up on this show. No, we're not editing anything. But yeah, so definitely.
We're drinking
already out of styrofoam cups, being super classy, because he said, you know, out of a cup. So we got some styrofoam. Not even branded, but. That's fine. That's why it's not on video.
Yeah, we're doing all the things that are good for the environment.
Midday. Why not? On Tuesday. Say Tuesday. Monday. Today's Monday.
It is Monday. And it is 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yep. Just not here. So let me just say, so we can end this before it really just takes a hole left here and we end up with three empty pouches. Thank you for coming on the show. You're always welcome to come back. When the Flamin' Margarita hits, definitely bring that back. We want to check it out. And everyone else, click the link, find out more about Pope's Cocktails. Look out for him and all his amazing products as we hit toward the holiday, the cookbook, and all these things. I always say if I get married, Clark's probably going to be my caterer. I don't think I have a choice in that anyway, but yeah.
I could be your caterer and your priest.
And my bartender, too.
And your bartender.
So there we go.
Yeah.
All in one. So everyone else, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Be safe.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. Please check us out online at www.blackgirlincle.com and like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at blackgirlincle. This podcast was recorded in Cleveland, Ohio, with post-production by the talented interns at Black Girl Media. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved and retained by Black Girl Media, LLC. Talk to you next time.